I stand here today only because of God's amazing grace. Let me think of that. We sang that song. But even let's go a step further. You're here today by God's amazing grace. God, we're sinners. And God has given us an opportunity to have our sins forgiven. I would like to tell a story of what happened to me many, many years ago. But you could start that story today by putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Most know my story. I was brought up in a Christian home, in a home similar to this, what my grandchildren and whatnot. We went to gospel meetings, children's meetings, Sunday school classes, from the earliest recollection. And I was taught the Bible. And I think one of the things that kind of was hard in my case, and probably with many that are taught the Bible, we were taught that the Bible was the Word of God, and that it was true, and that it was real, and that what the Bible said was true. So when you give me a verse like, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved," it made it difficult to me, because I always believed a certain amount of knowledge. And so, I couldn't understand. I can remember, I might be getting ahead of myself here, but I can remember sitting in meetings and being concerned and sitting there and saying, "Okay, now I'm going to try to believe." And then, try to believe. No, that didn't work. And I can remember going through this, you know. Well, anyway, as a young boy, I can remember the thing that worried me was the rapture. I knew that my folks, like my son had mentioned here, I think last week, I knew that my folks were saved, and most of those close to me. And I was worried if the Lord came, that I would be left behind. And I can remember getting up many nights and walking down the hallway to listen to at the doorway of my folks' room to make sure they were still there. And if I couldn't hear them breathing, I'd ask them what time it was. I can remember all that. I remember at a young age being concerned and talking to my father that I wanted to be saved. And he talked to me, but then I finally went to bed and fell asleep. Like I said, this, the rapture, the coming of the Lord, was my biggest fear. And I was young, so death, you know, wasn't very many young people that I think today now with the media and the way news travels, you can hear much more of younger people dying than I did back then. But anyway, I can remember the first time that I thought about death was my grandmother died. And we went to her funeral, to the funeral home up in Massachusetts. She died up while she was visiting my aunt in Newburyport. And we went to the wake, and my cousin was walking me home, and she said something about, that was the first body that I had ever seen in a casket that I remember. And she says, you know, something to the effect, well, what if that was you? And I started to think. Now, my grandmother died fairly suddenly, and she wasn't that old, but I still felt, well, I'm young. But I started to think about death. And I remember one day we were going somewhere, and we came upon an accident, and my father stopped, and we walked up and saw this car down over the hill, kind of put a fear to me that, you know, life is going to be there forever. I could die. So, in 1962, two preachers came to Waterbury, Mr. Sam Ray and Mr. Holder, Fred Holder. And they had meetings, 8 weeks of meetings, gospel meetings. And they were good meetings. I think there were 8 or 9 people that were saved in that meeting. One was a 70-something-year-old woman, and some of them were my cousins. And I remember my one cousin was, we were the same age, and we were close. And I remember him coming to me and saying, "Jim, I got saved last night." And I thought, you know, am I self-righteous? Like, there was 5 kids in his family, and they got away with murder. And in our family, you know, my parents were tougher. And I thought, well, I'm really a better boy than he is. And he got saved ahead of me, you know. And that was a self-righteous little thing. Anyway, as I went to those meetings, and I tried to get saved, I would sit there sometimes on a nightly basis, and the preacher would talk about getting saved. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I'd sit there and go, "Well, I believe. I always believe. So, okay, so I'm saved." You know, like, you're going to work it out. And I'm going to tell everybody something right now. I defy you to sit here and in thin air say, "Okay, I'm going to get saved right now and get saved." Because it don't happen that way. There has to be a desire that to know God more than anything else in the world. It has to be very important. Now, the first thing that one has to realize is that why did God send his son to die? Well, his son was perfect, the Lord Jesus Christ. And his purpose was to become a man and then walk this earth in perfection, no sin at all in him. And then he was going to go to Calvary's cross and take my place and your place as our substitute, because our sin had to be paid for. So he was going to pay for my sin. And he did. And he died on the cross. "Father, forgive them." And then on the third day, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. And God accepted his son as a sacrifice for our sin. Now, all that's wonderful, but how does that help me? Well, we can say he died for the sins of the world. And he did. But what about my sin? And like I said earlier there, kind of being put off that my cousin got saved ahead of me, you know, I have a lot of self-righteousness in me, even though I was young. I was saved when I was 11. But anyway, I remember trying and trying to get saved, and it not working. And then I remember, it's vivid in my imagination or my remembrance of the Bethlehem Consolidated School. And in the playground out back is a stone wall. And I went out there by myself by that stone wall. And I can remember it hit me for the first time. I have tried everything. I have used everything that I have ever learned to get saved. All the verses, all the thoughts, I thought that at some point I could just plug all that in and I would be saved. And I remember for the first time I stood there next to that stone wall. I thought, I don't know how to be saved. I'm lost. I can't be saved now. I've tried everything. And you know, it had to get to that point with all before God can work. Are you a sinner? Do you deserve God's favor? My wife listens to a financial guy on the radio, and somebody, when they always ask him how he is, he says, better than I deserve. He's a Christian. And I think about that. I don't deserve God's amazing grace. I don't deserve to be standing here today. It's all God's amazing grace. And the fact that you're however old you are, and God has kept you to this point, if you're not saved, it's God's amazing grace because He wants to save you. So I remember going to a meeting there the one night, and the preacher, I don't know what he said, but the second preacher, like I said, I didn't know what to do. And he read about the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8. And the eunuch said to Philip, what hinders me from being baptized, as they talked in the chariot? And Philip said, if thou believest Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And he said, I believe. And it hit me for the first time. God said that He sent His Son to die for my sin. I'm a sinner. I don't deserve any of God's mercy. I'm lost. I have nothing left to do but to believe God and believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for me. And I accepted that night. And that's all I have. Like, there was no bells and whistles and bright lights or anything else. But I can remember going out of that hall, walking down to the car like a great weight had gone off of me. And I said to my folks, I got saved tonight. And we talked about it on the way home when I got home. But I often say when I give my testimony, I don't have a very interesting thing. Because I was only 11 years old, but I often say, you know, the Waterbury Assembly, I don't believe had another series of meetings till after I left at the age of 20, and I just wonder if I hadn't missed it. Not that you have to get saved in a series of meetings, but if I'd have missed it, where would I be today? I stand here only because of God's grace. We have some meetings coming up, if the Lord will, and if you're still alive, and if they happen, and it would behoove any that are unsaved, that nothing be more important in your life than to know your sins forgiven and that God has sent His Son to die for your sin. And if you're a lost sinner, come as a lost sinner, asking for forgiveness, He won't turn you down. Shall we pray? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we come to Thee. We give Thee thanks that we can gather here this morning. We thank Thee for Thy Word. We thank Thee for the Gospel. And thank Thee for this Gospel that saved me.